Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. All right. We are so blessed to be in the presence of the Lord. We had a wonderful, wonderful word. Even though it was short, but that was very powerful, right? It was very, very powerful. Amen. Amen. As I was stating, today is Pentecostal Sunday, and all over the world, people are exercising this power, and this is one more time to as a reminder to our churches that we all are called for Pentecostal experience. Amen? Amen. Pentecostal is not a church. Pentecostal is not, there are people who made it as a denomination, but the thing is, Pentecostal is an experience. And this is for everybody. This is for everybody. Whether he is Catholic, whether he is Jacobite, whether Methodist, you name any name. Pentecostal experience is for everybody. Amen. And everybody, and if we all belong to a Pentecostal church, and if we don't have a Pentecostal experience, it's as equal as anything else. Right? So we need Pentecostal experience. Today, I want to share a word with you all. And definitely we will come and talk about the Pentecostal thing at the last, at the end of the sermon. But I have a few things that Lord has led me in my heart and I want to share it with you. And the title of my sermon is Stay, Sow, and Reap. Stay here, sow here, and reap here. Stay, sow, and reap. Can we say that again? Stay, sow, and reap. So at least you will remember the title, even though you won't remember the whole sermon, remember the title. All right, let's turn our Bible towards the book of Genesis, chapter 26. And verse 1, I want to read actually from, verse 1 onwards. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and your descendants, I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father." Now listen, Abraham and family, they are in a particular place close to Gerar, and somewhere God read their intense desire that Abraham and family, they were desiring for heading up to another place. Something was in their mind. We don't know exactly what was in their mind, but we can just guess this out from the verses. So there was a big famine that came in this land. And Abraham and his kids, they all thought about like what to do, and the whole family is there, people are there, what to do. They're somewhere they decided to go to Egypt. That's the reason Bible says Lord appeared to him. And that was appeared to Isaac. Do not go down to Egypt. That means somewhere Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, right? That's what we know. So God said, do not go to Egypt. Live in this land of which I shall tell you. That how are you saying this? We are living in a famine. Famine. And God says, stay there. And then in verse 4, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed. That's gone over there. And verse 6. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Isaac dwelt in Gerar because Lord said, you please dwell there. And then verse 12. Let's go to verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land. Which land? Gerar. And you know that what is happening in Gerar right now? Famine. It's a big famine. Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And this next verse is awesome verse, especially in English. The man began to prosper. The man means who? Isaac began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Do you see that verse? The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great number of servants. So the Philistines, the last word, listen to the last word, and let us all read together. So the Philistines envied him. There used to be an advertisement back in India about Oneida. When the Oneida TV came in, there was an advertisement. If you all remember who were back in India. Honors, pride, neighbors, envy. Because they got Oneida. Now here is, God prospers and neighbors are envious. I don't know somewhere they got it from Bible or what, but when that guy comes with two horns and that tail, I don't see that from Bible and all. But anyhow, this is something like that. I want to bring actually two stories in contrast. Two stories in contrast where someone see God and God directed. And someone didn't see God and that caused a destruction. Famine is a rough time. It's a tough time, dry time, no food, no weapon, no life. And you know, in a place where there is no life. And Abraham, Isaac, the whole family, the clan, they are in a place called Gerar. They decided, let's move out of this place. Nothing is happening in this place. What good staying in this place? What good to be in this place? What's happening? No miracle. No bread. Everybody's hungry. Everybody's going to die. Looks like great famine. And they all decided. Angane veliyoru shamam vannappol. Shamagalathil ellavarum koodi onnu irunnu. അവർ തീരുമാനമെടുത്തു, നമുക്ക് ഈ ദേശം വിട്ടൊന്ന് പോകാം. അങ്ങനെ തീരുമാനമെടുക്കുന്ന മുമ്പ് രാജാവിനെ ഒന്ന് കണ്ടുകളയാമെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ് രാജാവിനെ കാണാൻ പോയതാ. രാജാവിനെ കാണാൻ പോയെന്ന് മാത്രം എഴുതിയിട്ടുള്ളൂ. രാജാവിനെ കണ്ടുമുട്ടുന്നത് മുമ്പെയോ പിന്നെയോ താൻ രാജാധിരാജനെ ഒന്ന് കണ്ടുമുട്ടി. ആമേൻ. നൗ ലിസൺ, ഐസക് വാണ്ടഡ് ടു ഗോ ആൻഡ് മീറ്റ് ദ കിംഗ്. സോ ബിഫോർ ഈവൻ ഐസക് കുഡ് ഗോ ആൻഡ് മീറ്റ് ദ കിംഗ്, Isaac met the King of Kings. He met the Lord of Universe. He met something who has the control over the famine. Somewhere, Bible wants to tell you, Isaac, where are you going? You are going to a king who is my subordinate. You are going to somebody who is my junior, whom I have appointed. You are going to king so that this king will help you in famine. Oh, this king, he is my puppet. I have control over the king. You are going towards king. You are going towards people for complaining. You are going towards people to help, for getting help. Now, I want to remind you, stop going anywhere else. And this is what God says. If I have to take care of you, you don't have to go to Egypt. There, the land where you stay, I can turn that land to be a great harvest for you. Today, I don't know to whom am I speaking, but I'm speaking to somebody to this place. If you are in a place where you are confused, you are in a place of doubt, you don't know what to do, where to go forward, you feel like nothing is working. It's a famine in my family. It's a famine of job. I am going through tough time in my job. I am going through tough time in my relationship. I am going through tough time in my family, in my husband and wife relationship, in my church, in my ministry, and you feel like quitting. Bible is talking to you. Word of God is talking to you. A believer won't quit. A believer should not quit. A believer should not quit. Can somebody say, a believer should not quit. I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, famine will be tough. It may be tough, but remember, you serve a God who is the Lord of universe. He is the Lord of your supervisors. He is the Lord of your company owners. He is the Lord of any governance. He is the Lord of all of the presidents. He is the Lord of all the prime ministers. He is the Lord who controls everything. Can somebody say hallelujah? He is the Lord Lord who controls weather. He is the Lord who controls governance. Come on, don't go complaining anywhere. Can you set your case before the Lord? If you trust this God, can you give God glory, honor, and praise? Can somebody praise God? If you trust this God, praise God, bring your case to the Lord. He is the best judge. Our best judge. അവന് ഒപ്പം പറയാൻ ആരുമില്ല, അവനെ തുല്യനാരുമില്ല, അവനെ പോലാരുമില്ല, അവനെ സമതുല്യനായ ആരുമില്ല. അവന് മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ, അവനല്ലാതെ വേറെ ഒന്നുമില്ല. ഈ യേശുവിനെ ഉയർത്തപ്പെട്ട ജനം ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അവർ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിച്ച്, ഒരു മരിച്ച ദൈവത്തെ അല്ല ആരാധിക്കുന്നത്, ഒരു മരിച്ച ദൈവത്തെ അല്ല ആരാധിക്കുന്നത്, ജീവനുള്ള ദൈവത്തെ നാം ആരാധിക്കുന്നു. നിന്റെ ഏത് പ്രശ്നം വരുമ്പോഴും ഏത് പ്രതികൂലം വരുമ്പോഴും രാജാവിനെ തോടുന്ന മുമ്പേ രാജാധിരാജൻ നിന്റെ മുമ്പിൽ പ്രത്യക്ഷമായി നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി പുതുവഴി തുറക്കുന്ന ഒരു സ്വർഗമുണ്ടെന്ന് ഞാൻ വിളിച്ചു പറഞ്ഞാൽ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കട്ടെന്ന്. ആമേൻ. God says, don't move, stay here. And this is what, and you know, Bible says in verse 12, Isaac sowed. We'll come back to this one. We'll make a pause here for this story. We'll come back to the, after looking at a second story. And you know the second story that comes in the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Book of Ruth, chapter 1. If somebody can help me in reading. Book of Ruth. Huh. Yeah. They went to Moab because it was a famine in their land. And where was this famine? Where was this famine? Can you say this name of the place? Bethlehem. Do you know what is the meaning of Bethlehem? Beth, house. Lehem, bread. Lehem, bread. Bethlehem, house of bread. And what's happening in Bethlehem right now? Famine. Bethlehem, house of bread doesn't have bread anymore. They, as family, now they are planning to go where? Moab. Oh, if you know the history of Moab, I don't want to go to that history. It will take a whole lot of time. So they all decided, Elimelech, come on, the names, Sunday school students, the name of this family, Elimelech, and then his wife, Naomi, and then Mahlon and Chilion. And they went to Moab. And what did they do? They started living over there. And these both two boys, young boys, handsome, young looking, great boys, they got married. To whom? Two Moabites. Number one, Orpha. And second, Ruth. Yeah. What happened in the city? Elimelech died. Mahlon died. Chilion died. Now listen. This family never even asked one time. They didn't ask God even one time, should we go out of this place? They never asked. They just felt good. They felt like, I mean, here, nothing is there. We are going to die. I mean, everything is dried up. And they had a thing called, they looked into Moab and saw that everything is green. All that glitters is not. I found something more. Beauty is only skin deep. All that glitters is not gold. Appearances are deceptive. Never judge by appearance. Never judge a book by its cover. The cowl does not make the monk. അക്കര പച്ച എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ സംഭവം ഉണ്ടല്ലോ, ഒരു ഗ്രീൻ സിൻഡ്രോം. ഇവിടെ ഇരിക്കുമ്പോൾ അക്കര പച്ച എന്നൊരു സിൻഡ്രോം ഉണ്ട്. അവിടെ പോകുമ്പോൾ അതും ഗതി അതാ. പിന്നെ ഇവിടെ ഈ അക്കര പച്ച, ഇത് ഭയങ്കര സംഭവമാണ്. ശ്രദ്ധിയെ, യു നോ, ഫോർ ദ ഫാമിലീസ് ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ടെൽ യു, ദോസ് യങ് ഗൈസ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾഡ് ഈ മാരിഡ് പീപ്പിൾ, ഐ മീൻ അക്കര പച്ച എന്നുള്ള സിൻഡ്രോം ഈ ഭയങ്കര ബാധയാ. യു നോ, വി ഫീൽ ലൈക്ക് everything is good on the other side. We feel like everything is good. Man, I wish I would have born in that family. Man, I wish she would have been my wife. Man, I wish he would have been my husband. I wish this guy would have been my pastor. I wish I was in New York. I wish, and I wish, and I wish. And when you are there, I wish back. I wish that. Wish won't end, and you will never be satisfied. There is always a thing called green area syndrome. So when you are here, you feel like there it's good. So Naomi and Elimelech and this family, man, let's move to Moab. Nobody goes to Moab. We'll be the first family going to Moab. Because Bible history says no Israelites have ever been to that place. That place is a place that is totally against Israelites. God will never allow people to go over there. These guys, dad doesn't care. We live in grace. Doesn't matter where we go. It's all about us. And they all went to this place. Now listen, and this is a warning for everybody. And listen this carefully. Come on, listen this one thing. She traded 3 funerals for 1 famine. She traded 3 funerals for 1 famine. Let me tell you, church, let us seek the face of God before we take any step. Let's seek the face of God. And this is what happened. After a while, Ruth came and told Naomi that, Naomi, do you know, Mom? Bethlehem, they got bread. They heard in Moab that Bethlehem has bread now. Let me remind you, if it is Bethlehem, if it is the house of bread, even though there is a famine that will come, but then my Lord will provide for his people. I want to tell you, all of everybody in this church, that one worst day in the presence of God is better than 1,000 good days in the world. ഈ ലോകത്തിലെ 1,000 ദിനം നല്ലതാണെങ്കിലും ദൈവത്തോട് കൂടെ നിന്നിട്ട് ഒരു ചെറിയ പ്രശ്നം നേരിട്ടാൽ അതാ ബെറ്റർ. Amen. Now let me tell you that God, famine is something that you all will see. You all will see famine. In your life, you will see famine. Doesn't matter if you're a pastor or a leader or a council member or a group leader or a worship leader or a believer. Oh, you feel like I'm going to church, and as long as I'm going to church, I will not have a famine. Definitely you are going to have famine. Famine is a part and parcel. It's a package. It is there. But there is a Lord who is above the famine. There is a Lord who is above the famine. If a famine comes, that is just to humble you, that is just to correct you, that is just to tell you that you are not the sole controller, I am the controller. Come on, can somebody praise God? Hallelujah. When famine comes and attack your family, whether it's job, whether it's relationship, whether it's your career, whether it's your future, whether it's your family, whether it's your church or ministry, simple thing is that when famine hits you, this is to tell you that you have a Lord. There is something that you cannot control. There is something that you cannot control. And the best thing is to fall in his hand. ഒരു ഫാമിലി വരുമ്പോഴേ മനുഷ്യന്റെ കൈ വീഴാതെ ദൈവത്തിന് മുമ്പിൽ നിന്ന് കമന്ന് വീണാൽ നിന്റെ നിലവിളിക്ക് മുമ്പാകെ അവൻ ഇറങ്ങി വരുന്ന സ്വർഗമുണ്ട്. ബേത്ത്ലഹേമിൽ അപ്പം ഒന്ന് അല്പനാളിൽ നിന്ന് പോയെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ എന്നേക്കും നിൽക്കത്തില്ല. തന്റെ ജനത്തെ പോഷിപ്പിക്കുവാൻ ശക്തനായ ദൈവമാ. ഇന്ന് അല്പം എവിടെയെങ്കിലും പ്രതികൂലത്തിൽ കൂടി കടന്നു പോകേണ്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ നിന്നെ വിരൽ ചൂണ്ടി ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൽ ഞാൻ വിളിച്ചു പറയട്ടെ, നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി പ്രവർത്തിക്കുന്ന സ്വർഗമുണ്ട്. ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലം നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി ഇറങ്ങി വരുന്ന സ്വർഗമുണ്ട്. God is asking you, can you trust that God when famine comes in? Now listen, this is what the message is. Getting back to the story again. When God said to Isaac, Isaac, stay there. Stay there. Because I am testing you. Even though it's a famine for the whole Gerar. If you know the meaning of Gerar, the meaning of this place, Gerar, is roughly handled. Or we can say spit it out. Or chewed up. Chewed up. This is the meaning of Gerar. Chewed up, spit it out, roughly handled. That means simply God is telling Isaac, stay there. You will be roughly handled. You will be chewed up. You will be spit out. You will go through this time. But I want to tell you, stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Let me remind everybody in this church, in your family, stay there. If you are looking for some green pastures outside, stay there. If you are looking for, hoping for something else, you know, stay there where God has placed you. Amen. Church, stay there where God has placed you. Come on, ministers, stay there where God has placed you. You will see some kind of famines. You will always see famine. But if you're running, seeing famines, oh, nothing is happening here. What? I mean, no miracles. Nothing is happening. What is happening in church? Nothing is happening in church. What is happening in church? I mean, no miracles. What is that? No, what song is there? What song they sing? I don't know. And what is happening in church? No, I don't know. What worship leaders? What this guy, preacher, is preaching? He's crazy, man. He's dancing all over the stage. What is happening in this church? Nothing is happening. So what should I do? I should find somewhere else. Oh, okay, fine. Better. Good. Go. You will continue to find. You will continue to find. And you will never find. Stay there where God has appointed you. Sow there where God has appointed you. Sow there where God has appointed. God has brought you all to this place to sow something, right? Amen. Everybody has a gift in this place. That's why we believe every family has a gift. Everybody. Now we need to sow. Unless you sow, you won't reap. Everybody want to reap. Nobody want to sow. I will come there. I will see whether anything is happening. What did you do that something should happen? Hello? Hello? You know, I want to come and see your church. I want to see your meeting. I want to come to that small meeting. What's happening in that meeting? What I want to come and see your fasting meal. What's happening in that fasting meal? Nothing, man. Nothing is happening. What should I be there? So then you will reap. And this thing is that when Isaac saw it, it's Isaac who reaped it. Amen. I want to tell my church, start sowing where God has placed you. And you know, even though it's a famine, it's a land of famine, but in the land of famine, you will see plenty. You will see. Shamathil mattullarkku ella shamam aayirikkum. Avar sow cheyyathavarkku ella shamam aayirikkum. Pakshe nee sow cheyan thayaraguvanengil ninde shamam ninde kudumbathine shamam maattuvan devam shaktanaya devama vishwasiya devathe stotram cheyde. And this is what Bible says. He sowed that seed and there came plenty, and it says that he started prospering and continued prospering until he was fully prospered. I'm not talking about material prosperity, but today, brothers and sisters, God wants to use you. You have something inside you that only you can do. There is a gift inside you that only you can do. Can we come out of our discomforts? Today in Bible study, we talk about three things. Sacrifice, that we sacrifices our comfort. Second, sacrifices of thanksgiving. Third, sacrifices of sharing with others. Three things that we learn. Today, I am just challenging all of you. Brothers and sisters, you might be going through tough time, rough time. You may be chewed up. You may be spitted up. But then God says, can you still stay here? Without paying this price, you will not reap. Many times what happens is that when we are tired, when we are heated on, when we are chewed up and spitted out, we don't want to do anything. Bible says, stay there, sow there, and you will reap there. And this is a message to everybody in this place. I'm looking into families and telling husbands and wives, stay there, sow there, and reap there. Hello? Can I get a good amen? Amen, 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 amen. There are people who will see from one window to other window and say that, you know, man, that woman is so great. She cooks all delicious food. My wife doesn't cook anything, man. Yeah. That other person have many other things that you don't like. Right? So please leave all these green syndromes. And let's sow in our relationship. Husband and wife, sow in your relationship. Sow in your relationship. You will reap in your relationship. Amen. No husbands are allowed to sow in somebody else's wife. No wives are allowed to sow in somebody else's husband. Come on, you sow in your own family and reap in your own family. That is the principle of God. Hello. I know that it's a little high, but that needed to be talked about. I'm not talking about this church, but particularly in this country, we need to talk loud about it. So, there is a saying in Hindi called "Khate yahan ke gun gaate wahan ke." Bhai, khud ghar mein khate ho, to ghar ka hi gun gaao. Kyun bahar ka gun gaate ho? Ye na, bahar ka gun gaoge, to yahan mein kya hoga? Kuch nahi hoga. Isliye khao bhi wahin par jahan gun bhi gaaye. Right? So let us all sow here, reap here, and God says, I will make you a blessing for many. Now listen to the third one. With this I close. On the day of Pentecost, there was a great famine. Before Pentecost, there was a great famine. Jesus, the master of the Lord, the master and Lord and Savior, he was taken up to heaven. He ascended to heaven. Disciples were left as orphans. Many of them left Jesus, and they all went to their places. It was a great famine in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Luke chapter 24 and verse 49 says, Bible says, I am going to send, Jesus is saying, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When he had led them into the city of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and taken up to heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. So there, now it was a great famine. Master is no more here. He started a company 3.5 years ago. And he was the owner of the company. Lord Jesus Christ was the owner of the company. And one day he just vanished. He just went away. And all disciples were just looking into him. And there were many followers who didn't see him. There were many followers who said, I mean, this was the worst story. The worst scenario. They all left Jesus. And during when everybody was leaving Jesus, this is what Jesus said to his core disciples. Stay here and don't move. Stay here and don't move. Stay here, sow here, and you reap here, and then I will make you to move. And they stayed there for 50 more days. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, now after 50 days, heavens opened and the promised Holy Spirit came down and rested on every single person. And you know what? Jesus met them there. He poured out his Spirit, and then they all were strengthened, and they all were taken to different parts of the world. And now this gospel is still being preached because of the power of Holy Spirit. Because of that one Pentecost. If you have ever received the power of Pentecost, can you praise God for such a wonderful time, such a wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit that God has given us? He is here. He is here. He will continue to lead us. Amen. Let me remind you, famine will come and famine will go. But if you leave that designated place that is connected to your destiny, you will reach nowhere. Your place is connected to your destiny. If seeing just a famine, if you change your place, you will not end up in your destiny. Do not change your place. Family, seeing the tough situation, family, if you want to change something, you want to get separated, let me remind you, you will never reach to your destiny. Separation, divorce, nothing is from God. God wants you all to be there in the presence of the Lord. But if you have gone through a tough time, I want to tell you, God still loves you. If you have gone through that famine, I want to remind you, do not change the faith that you have in the Lord. If you have gone through a tough time, tough situation, I mean your family, where you are left alone, somebody just left you and they left you on your own accord, I want to encourage you, do not lose your faith. Continue to sow. You will reap the blessing without that person itself. You will reap the blessing without that person itself. Somebody can, they can deceive you, they can leave you, they can torment you, but my Lord, He is the Lord of all. You know, as soon as Isaac went to that king, Lord appeared. Today, Lord is appearing to all of us. He wants to tell you, I love you. Can you trust this Lord? Can you trust this God? How many of you will say, Lord, I will stay there. I will remain in my faith. I will not leave, no matter what. If you are together in family, good. If you are in church, good. If you are a widow, good. If you are somebody who have been left alone, still good. But start continually sowing in the presence of the Lord. You will reap the blessed harvest. How many of you believe that? Lord, I am ready to stay and to sow and to reap. My God says, I will bless you. Will you please close your eyes? If you believe that Lord is talking to you, people may challenge you. You know what? Are you a Christian? Then why this happened? Are you a Christian? Then why famine? Tell to him or tell her, I am a Christian. I am a believer. I will continue to sow. Oh, Isaac, this is crazy. Why are you staying there? Why are you staying with God? Why are you listening, God? Isaac will say, I know God of my father. He has promised to my father, and I am the product of that promise. I will stay there. There were people who said, come on, run away from this place. There will be people who will tell you, run away from this faith. Don't even go to that faith. Don't even go to that church. Don't even call God. What good is in this when you are calling God? What good is in it to be a Christian? Run away. Don't be a Christian. God is telling you, if you stay in Gerar, even though you are chewed up, even though you are roughly handled, even though you are spitted out, I am your God. I can still bless you. I can still prosper you. How many of you believe my God can prosper me? Will you please lift your hands in the presence of God? Do you believe your God can prosper you? Will you please rise up where you are? Oh, hallelujah.